506 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA Friday. Woo. Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I have laughed out loud since 3:03 this afternoon. At 3:03 this afternoon, I got my weekly report from Madison in Maine. It's my buddy Dave Saunders over there. Dave, as you know, is, Dave's a lot of things now that I think about it. He's a brilliant PR marketing ad guy, like one of the best ever. And he's an entrepreneur like nobody's business, owns and operates the Texas Inn, the Tea Room out there in Lynchburg. Bought both of those locations, location in Harrisonburg. Now I got the location in Richmond. Anyway, every week he sends out a little newsletter, and it's always great reading. A lot of times it's focusing on the accomplishments of Madison and Maine, and make no mistake, they are many. Sometimes he just sort of chats about things, reminisces, and this week he has the absolute best analysis of failed Richmond mayor, and now failed lieutenant governor candidate LeVar Stoney. It's entitled All Hat and No Cowboy. I read through this and I kept laughing and smiling because I thought, yeah, that's exactly who LeVar is. Empty suit, total empty suit, nothing there, never was anything there. LeVar is one of those guys that could always look at you, but have his eyes peeled for somebody else coming along behind you that, you know, might be more important than you are. I hate those people. I do. I just as a matter of course, I detest them. So it was just nice to see. Very entertaining. If you're not signed up for Dave's newsletter, you should probably do that. There are one or two other things going on in the world. That's absolutely correct. Major wins for President Trump coming from the Supreme Court. I mean major, major wins. Supreme Court said, nope, these lower level courts cannot go and essentially make national policy, national law. And that's what the leftists have been doing for the time that President Trump is in office, and they did it when he was in office before. They had nothing to offer. They still have nothing to offer, but they are so addicted to power. Take a look at the ever-constipated Mark Warner as an example. Mark Warner, who promised to serve no more than two terms as a U.S. senator. What's he on now? Term number four he's asking for? Something like that. There's no shame. None. None. Wouldn't you think if you lied to the people of our beloved Commonwealth, as Mark Warner did, wouldn't you say, oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Nothing. Nothing. Just looks you right in the eye. Yeah, well, I lied to you, but I want you to vote for me. Oh, okay. It doesn't work for me, but whatever. You take a look at some of these other folks, and their last effort is to go to friendly judges in places where the particular matter may or may not really be relevant. And those lower level federal judges, good upstanding leftists that they were, said, yeah, I'm going to issue this sort of an order. I'm going to make it effective across the entire United States of America. And the Supreme Court said, you just don't have the power to do that. You can't do that. You cannot do that. And for those who have been questioning Amy Coney Barrett, well, I don't know. I think she might be on another. She might turn out to be David Souter. She's not. Not by a long shot. She wrote the most brilliant takedown of Joe Biden's pick, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Oh, what a buffoon. What a fool. And Justice Amy Coney Barrett just eviscerated her. Supreme Court rulings, the decisions and what have you, they're not necessarily exciting reading, but if you get the chance, go on the Supreme Court website and take a look at them. The stuff that came down today, I think you'll be entertained as well as informed. That's good stuff. The View. Oh, hang on a second, Jerm. I hate to do this, but I have to. The View is... I think it's destined for MSNBC because it's just, it's as batcrap crazy as those folks are. There's one particular woman on there who has played her bigotry and racism just off the charts. It's painful to listen to many times. It's painful to watch, but it is what it is. I just want you to hear this little clip. I'm giving you the warning. Okay, it comes from The View, so take a sip of whatever it is that you are drinking. This is a safety measure. Take a sip, just like this, so that you do not spit your beverage either on your laptop or your phone or your windshield. All right, if we're ready, Jerm, the legal precautions have been met. We've checked things off the list. We've warned everybody for safety reasons. Cut number one, please.
I think it's much more insidious than that. I think it really is an attack on the free press. I think he is much more comfortable, like many dictators and many authoritarians, with state-sponsored television. When you go to a place like Russia, and I've actually been to Russia, you watch television, mainland China, you can't trust what you're hearing. And I think he is much more comfortable in that kind of space. And the other thing that I will say is, you know, the majority of Americans disapprove of the U.S. strikes. And I agree with you, Joy, that no one wants nuclear war, but we have, Russia has nuclear arms, the United States has nuclear arms, Pakistan, India,
Israel.
The only country that has actually used a nuclear weapon is the United States of America against Japan.
But over the past many years,
let me just also say this. And so many international lawyers would argue that a U.S. military attack on Iran under the present circumstances would violate international law.
Interesting. Anybody else notice the only nation she went out of her way to pronounce with an accent of some sort was Pakistan? Why was that? I mean, if you're interested in pronouncing the names of Middle Eastern nations in the way that local folks would pronounce it, wouldn't you also make an effort at, oh, I don't know, Yisrael? I'm just saying. She's a hack. There's no doubt about that. She is a hack. And it's so... God, it's just so bizarre. I don't know, honestly, how many people get their so-called news from that operation. I hope not a lot. That's all I can say. UVA President Jim Ryan has resigned. He's not leaving, actually, until August, which is a shame. If he would leave today, it would be even better. Now he's trying to be the martyr. He's telling me, well, I don't want to be the reason that UVA suffers, you know, just to keep my job. Mr. Ryan, you're not doing anything for anybody else. You never have. You are an egomaniac. You're a left-wing egomaniac. Oftentimes those go hand in hand. You've done terrible damage to Mr. Jefferson's university. Terrible, terrible damage. You have allowed the very worst at UVA to co-opt, take over, and threaten UVA itself and the good, solid students at UVA. You have allowed anti-Semitism to run rampant on the campus of UVA. You have done terrible damage to UVA. And the only thing better than hearing that you resign today and will be leaving in August would have been to hear that you resign today and you would be leaving today. That's the only way to improve that. Oh, and on your way out the door, if you don't mind, can you snatch that Larry Sabato? Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato out there at UVA. Can you take him with you wherever you go, please? Because the last thing that UVA needs is him sticking around with all of his nonsense. Remember the James River Air text line available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.